I'm very happy now to welcome Bill Conway and Joe Ray Sandoval. They are writers of the film Spoken Word, and joining us by phone, actor Miguel Sandoval, who's in that film as well. This, the film screening at the CCA in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is a real New Mexico film about a young man named Cruz Montoya who left his family in Santa Fe to go to San Francisco. There he becomes a successful teacher and poet, spoken word artist. And then he returns home when he finds out that his father is sick. And the drama and, of course, his past unfolds as these things happen. What was the origin of the story? Was there a kernel of some real person's story in this?
Well, Joe Ray came to me when my partner Karen Cook and I started a production company, Luminaria, here in Santa Fe about 5 years ago, and we're looking for local stories and writers to work with and develop stories. And a mutual friend, Rob Wilder, who many of your listeners know, introduced me to Joe Ray Sandoval, and he came in with a sheaf of poems and a notion about a poet coming back to New Mexico because his father's dying, and I'll let Joe Ray take it from there.
Yeah, it was a Hollywood story, really. Going in to meet Bill, I wasn't really sure why I was there. I knew they made movies. I pitched the story, and, after a series of events where their first film kind of didn't pan out, they decided to do Spoken Word, and we went full head-on into writing the script.
And so, what material did you use? I mean, you're a New Mexican born and raised, so it has a very New Mexican feel to it, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was born and bred in Santa Fe, and, I'm a promoter. There's a lot of truths in that, just drawing off personal experience. And thank God for Bill, he turned it into a great, story that we could sell and make into a movie.
Because I saw the universal story of the prodigal son returns, and a story about a man who's at a crossroads. He really, it's more than a coming of age story. It's a becoming a man story. He's a young man, but who's had some success in his life, but he still hasn't dealt with the place that he's from, which is really Chimayo, New Mexico. So he comes back, and he doesn't talk to his father, and he has another father, really, who's played by Miguel Sandoval, whose name is Emilio, who is the local club owner and talks to Cruz and supports his work, but has an evil agenda, and Miguel played that very well.
Yeah, Miguel, you are a bad guy, but as all good bad guys are, not all bad. There's a few kernels of heart in there somewhere.
Somewhere. Hi, it's Miguel Sandoval here. Somewhere. It's pretty difficult to track him down, I think, though, because he does seem quite nefarious in his selfishness. He's only really concerned with Emilio and advancing Emilio. I kept trying to find moments in there where I could show some sort of genuine affections, dare I say, to Cruz's character,
right,
played by Kuno Becker. But, really in the end, I think he's just too selfish to go there and just uses Cruz to his selfish needs.
Well, the film is, it's so much that age-old problem of loving where you come from, but getting immediately into the old patterns when you've broken away, you come back to the stuff that messed you up in the first place.
Yeah, it's very true. And, Santa Fe is one of those places. You hear the old adage, the land of entrapment. Santa Fe is just such a beautiful place, but it still is a small town, and Chimayo is even smaller. And I think that, when you get away, you kind of forget about it. And once you come back home, a lot of the patterns, a lot of the way of life is still the same, even 3 years later, as it is for Cruz. He comes back and he's immediately, it takes him, not even 2 or 3 days, and he's already back into that same life, just because that's what it is. And it's something that's very familiar to him. And then that's where his struggles begin, you know.
Now, he has gone to, this character Cruz Montoya has gone to San Francisco and has become really a very successful teacher and poet. That's something that you, Joe Ray, bring to this, as you're a poet and a spoken word artist.
Yes.
And wrote all the poems that are in the film.
Most of them. We had a little help. But yeah, I did draw a lot off personal experience. And I'm a huge proponent of education, and I've worked with students all over the country, young people, and underserved young people mainly. And I think that this movie is a way to show how that hard work and how my dedication to writing and how important writing has been in my life. In fact, you know, I'd argue that art has saved my life. And, you know, this is our, like we like to say, this is our love poem to Santa Fe and to family. You know, in my personal life, this movie has brought my family very close, a lot closer than we were.
Really?
And there's art imitating life and vice versa. It really is a back and forth thing. And it's funny because people always tell me, or people online, they're always saying, you know, I think Miguel Sandoval is related to Joe Ray Sandoval, or vice versa, because he's the famous one. And it's great that he's from Santa Fe. And when Miguel and Ruben and Kuno and everybody was on set, it was just this great, it was like hanging out with family, you know. It was a really wonderful experience.
Now, Ruben Blades plays the father of Cruz Montoya, Cruz Sr., in this film. How did he get involved in this film?
Well, Ruben was always our first choice. No offense, Miguel, because I know that's a great role, and Ruben does a great job. But you need the light in the dark. And Ruben was at a place in his life where he was ready to play that role. He had been on the cabinet of Panama for 5 years and had been out of the business. And as he told the story, he was out of shape. He was kind of overweight. He was feeling near death's door just from sitting in meetings all the time. And he read the script. He liked it. And then, as with other actors like Miguel, Ruben was attracted to working with our director, Victor Nunez, who's most well known for Yuli's Gold with Peter Fonda, where Peter Fonda was nominated for an Oscar and won a Golden Globe. So he's a director that actors are eager to work with, and he did a great job with the great cast that we were able to assemble. I would say, based on the script also, and the other actors that came involved, and a chance to work in Santa Fe. People like to come here.
It's funny to see this very familiar face. I mean, for me as a salsa DJ and dancer, I've been seeing Ruben Blades for years, and there he is speaking with perfect New Mexico inflection.
Well, he has his own version of it, but he does. He's been practicing it since Milagro Beanfield War.
Right.
So, and he told the story when we were in New York that what was supposed to be a 3-week shoot ended up being 3 months because it was the worst weather ever. So he was up there in Truchas and just listening to people. Miguel Sandoval, of course, grew up here. So he was the one that we would look to. Well, he listened to Miguel because that's the real thing. And our other actors did their own versions.
Well, not to Miguel Sandoval here. To production's credit, and I was just thinking of that this afternoon, this morning. They hired a dialect coach who was someone who really helped people unify the New Mexican dialect and have it come through. And I thought that was really, really smart of them, because everybody comes from different places. Kuno comes originally from Mexico City, Ruben from Panama, I'm from New Mexico, Monique is from Queens, et cetera, et cetera. So that really helped a tremendous amount, and was very wise of production to do that.
Well, it's very important to do that, because sometimes, I mean, I think the worst Hollywood movies kind of lump all Latinos into one group, and just, you know, whether somebody's from El Salvador or Spain, they kind of can't get it straight.
Agreed.
Well, it was our mission on every detail, to the greatest extent possible, to make it authentic. From this set design, to the props, to the costumes, to the cars, and to the accents. And Victor Nunez, our director, is a real stickler for authenticity. So he went as far as had his assistant go out and say, well, what do they do in funerals in Chimayo? Does the family sit? Or what do they wear?
Would the funeral be in Spanish or in English? I mean, that was a debate that we had.
Right.
And, you know, one of the biggest compliments, for me anyway, that I've heard about the film is when the old Chicana ladies come up to me and say, was that manteca on the shelf? You know, and just they see these details. And the whole production crew and everybody involved was very meticulous about it. And that's why I'm so proud of this movie, because, I mean, they really did a good job to keep it an authentic story. They even consulted my father, because he was always hanging around. He actually lives in Chimayo. And, you know, and it was that effort that made this a true New Mexico film.
Now, was it all shot here in Santa Fe?
Chimayo, mostly.
Chimayo.
Yeah.
And did you go to your own family for locations?
Oh, yeah. We used my dad's truck, the truck that I used to go for wood in when I was a little kid, you know. And, you know, they filmed on my family land up in Truchas. And, yeah, it was really a symbiotic relationship.
Miguel Sandoval here again. The first day I arrived, I drove from the Albuquerque airport all the way up to Truchas for a costume fitting. And number one, my heart rate slowed by at least a half. My blood pressure, when going up in altitude, dropped, I'm sure, 20 points easy. I just getting out of L.A., number one, and going back home, because I spent a lot of my childhood in Truchas and in those mountains, and hiking around them and getting lost and all kinds of things. So just going back there was such a wonderful thing for me. And then I get up there, and all of a sudden, I'm surrounded by Sandovales. They're all around me. I'd never been surrounded by so many Sandovales. And they all wanted to have their picture taken, and we all got in a really big group, and the people taking the picture had to keep stepping further and further back, and I thought, wow, it is so great to come home. You know, I felt like I was Cruz at that moment. It was terrific.
We're talking about the film Spoken Word, which is screening this week and weekend at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, here in Santa Fe. So this is a film that I think is important to show, especially to, first of all, local audiences here in New Mexico and to young audiences. Have you done a bit of that so far?
Yes, we try. We've been in New York. We've been in L.A. Along with the Santa Fe run. It's in Denver. It's in Phoenix. And as much as possible, we're trying to include local youth groups, like youth poetry groups or youth art groups, really with the message that Joe Ray alluded to, that art saves lives. And here's an example of a young man who goes through his struggles but comes out the other side thanks to his connection with his art, which is spoken word poetry. And he also mentors in the film one student in particular, and really that's a lot turns on that.
And it brings it around full circle, you know, because the next generation of writers is going to come up and speak their piece. And, you know, one thing that we like to say about this movie is, you know, we're telling a very universal story in a specific place. So as detailed as we were to New Mexico, we find, especially in New York, that this resonates for people of all different backgrounds. And it's not even limited to Latino background. It's people understand what it's like to go home, and they associate with, you know, getting stuck back in this old way of life and family, the family dynamic. You know, it's a very universal family dynamic. And like I said, you know, I think, you know, with my generation, I'm trying to say it's time to open up dialogue and to be able to say I love you. You know, which my father and I couldn't do for most of my life until just recently, and that's when the film, we were working on the film, you know, and so now we can say those things.
Very interesting. And in that sense, the film has a tremendous capacity to let people see their own family dynamics.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I think is important in this film is that when Cruz goes home to New Mexico, he loses his poetic abilities for a while. He can't write anymore.
Well, and the booze and drugs don't help much either, right, when it comes to that.
Yeah, he went in a downward spiral, and that was the the sad irony of it is that he established himself by learning to expose his feelings through his poetry, but when he came back and the culture of his family and the culture at large where he was from is men don't talk about those things. But again, that is a universal story that I've had so many people from so many backgrounds say, that's my relationship with my father. Now I'm going to try and talk to him. And I certainly have had the same experience of having more conversations with both my father and my son as going through the process of making this movie, because now's the time. You never know when it's going to be taken away from you.
Every single day is the time.
Right.
This is a film that is an independent film with a first-class cast, director. How did you come up with the funding and the wherewithal to actually make the film?
I started a private equity company called New Mexico Media Partners as part of Luminaria. Karen Cook and I managed with the mandate to raise money to make multiple films in New Mexico. And Spoken Word is our first one. And the marketplace has changed. So, but we were able, based on the projects we had access to, the type of people we had worked with in our backgrounds, to raise that money. And so we were the studio. New Mexico Media Partners was able to give the green light to Spoken Word. And now, while the independent film marketplace is tough, we're ahead of 95% of the films in that. We have a distributor, Variance Films, out of New York. We have a home video deal through Maya Entertainment. Spoken Word will be out on video on demand and Netflix and Amazon and Blockbuster Video, all outlets starting in October. And then we have a foreign sales agent who's shopping it around the world. So it's great to see it get out into the world, and we will keep our fingers crossed that the economics turn out favorably.
Miguel Sandoval, you have a long and distinguished career in both TV and film. Are you hoping to do more independent films of this kind anytime soon?
Yes, I am. Absolutely. I'm always on the lookout, well, for a good story. And I think I'll go out on a limb here and say that most of those good stories exist in the independent film circle. It seems that, you know, more and more that large studio pictures seem to be involved with the special effects, frankly, and less concerned with the story. So, yes, I am. I'm hoping to do them, and I'm hoping to do more films like this in New Mexico. It's my dream to come back to New Mexico for good someday, not in the not too distant future.
Well, that will be a great boon to New Mexico's burgeoning film industry. The film Spoken Word is screening at the CCA, which can be found on the web at ccasantafe.org. The phone number there is 505-982-1338. Bill Conway and Joe Ray Sandoval are the writers of the film, and Miguel Sandoval is one of the actors in it. And we're going to hear a little clip from the film as we go out. Gentlemen, thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. It's good to see you again.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Unspoken words. The cement this house is built on.
Hey, Cruz, come on in.
Hey, Cruz.
Wow, place looks great.
It's all Gabriel, man. I just tried to pull my weight. Go down here.
So, what are we gonna do about Pops?
What can we do? Doesn't want anyone to even know he has cancer, much less do anything about it.
So? That's it.
I've got my own family now, Cruz. And that old man hasn't hardly said two words to me since Mom died. The only time I see him is when Gabrielle drags me out there for the holiday so the kids can know their abuelo. But you saw it. The weather never changes.
He's still mad at you for selling the land.
Yeah, well, he needs to get over it.
It's not that easy, Ray Ray. When he gave you that land for your wedding, it was like giving you a piece of her family. When he sold it, and to Emilio, it was like stabbing him in the back.
Yeah, Emilio made me the best offer.
That's not the point.
It was to me. I used that money to make a down payment on this house, which Gabriel and I are working our asses off to pay for. And who are you to talk? You run off to California so you don't have to deal with anything, and that precious family land just sits there, growing weeds and getting shit on by squirrels. If you ever get some, I'll bet you'll sell it too.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
That's your bipolar thing, bro. Maybe you should take another pill.
I didn't come here to fight with you, Ray Ray. Our father is dying.
What do you want me to do?
I remember when you fell. You got right back up and kept on following me, bloody knees and all. Now we've forgotten everything, the summer and the fall.
And once again, that's a clip from the film Spoken Word that is screening at the CCA here in Santa Fe. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foyle Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz.